The explosion of gunfire seemed to come from everywhere at once, the street below, the inside of the building, the surrounding rooftops. The answering blazers were silent, but just as obvious in the eerie blue glows their arcing beams made on the plasteel walls across the way. I had dropped the deck with the first sound, so, thank God, had eyes. The blaze aimed at her cut a neat hole in the top of the doorway instead of her nose. Two beams arced at me a second later, passing far too close overhead. I crawled over to a space underneath the protection of the meter-higher roof, joining. More beams struck, from new and different angles, pressing my nose into the damp rooftop. Damn, they seemed to be everywhere. The gunfire had cut the argument short inside. I heard boots stomping and the clicking of rifle business. I turned to the open doorway. "Stay in!" I yelled to them. No such luck. The idiots weren't convinced until their first three crusaders had been sliced apart. Eyes screamed as a headless torso plopped to the roof beside her. I thought she was a little late. Somebody offed the interior light, also a little late. But still a good idea. I crawled rapidly through the darkness toward the entrance and cover. I found the way blocked. It was inconceivable, but the crusaders were using the cover of darkness to get out and fight. I couldn't believe it. "You fools! You wanna die? We're pinned!" They didn't even bother to acknowledge me. They simply crawled past, took up the first hint of cover in their way, and opened fire in every direction. Worse still was their reaction to the murderous crossfire that responded. "There they are!" shouted a half-dozen voices at the appearance of the various beams. Then half a dozen or more rose to charge each position, firing from the hip. Some of them actually yelled battle cries as they charged. Some of them actually lived, too. But not many. It didn't matter. The doorway was positively choked with more storming out to take their places. Not once did they consider retreating. Not when 20 or more had died, not when the number of beams suddenly, inexplicably doubled, not when the countercharge was launched from all sides but one. That one safe direction was for me. The building was at the very edge of the maze proper. There was nothing between it and the woods but a handful of one- and two-story shacks. I figured the fall was worth it. The trouble was that I wouldn't actually be able to see where I would be landing. I could possibly fall the entire three stories. No choice. I edged out onto the overhanging lip and paused for one last glimpse back. It was horrible. The beams were coming from two dozen different directions at once. The crossfire was a solid mesh of maiming, burning, slicing. "Damn them," I thought. "Damn you!" I shouted. Then I rolled over and dropped. I bounced on something 3 or 4 meters below, but it was slanted and I fell some more, bouncing some more, badly and out of control, and then I hit something very hard. Hard enough to go out before the pain had a chance.